Welcome back to Faith Radio Mornings with Ted and PK.
And today's Earth Day, and we wanted to bring a friend into the conversation to talk about the environment. And as Christians, what is our role in Earth Day? How do we approach it, and how do we look at it from a Christian and biblical worldview? So we want to welcome in Cal Beisner. He's the national spokesman for the Cornwall Alliance for the Stewardship of Creation. Good morning, Cal.
Good morning. Thanks very much, and may you have a blessed day in the Lord, regardless whether other people call it Earth Day or not.
Yeah, so, on that point, actually, you say Earth Day, and that right away can trigger all sorts of thoughts and presumptions. What are your thoughts on this day, and what is our call as believers?
Well, our call as believers, I think, is best summarized by Genesis 1:28, which says that after God had created Adam and Eve in his image as male and female, he blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and the birds of the heavens and everything that moves on the face of the earth." That dominion, of course, should be a godly dominion, not an abusive one. We like to describe it at the Cornwall Alliance as men and women created in the image of God, laboring together to enhance the fruitfulness, the beauty, and the safety of the earth to the glory of God and to the benefit of our neighbors. That's what we should be doing. Unfortunately, an awful lot of Earth Day celebration tends to see people, instead of as the crown of God's creation, the image of God, productive and stewards, tends to see people instead basically as consumers and polluters of the earth. That doesn't have to be. I mean, we do because we're fallen into sin, and also because we're simply finite in our understanding. We sometimes intentionally do evil things, and we sometimes accidentally do harmful things. But because of the work of Christ in informing us through Scripture as well as through the study of His creation, it is possible for us actually to enhance the fruitfulness, the beauty, and the safety of the earth. And that's what we're called to do. And in fact, that's what the Cornwall Alliance is dedicated to doing, is to promote biblical earth stewardship and economic development for the very poor, as well as the proclamation and defense of the gospel of Christ.
And I think culturally it's easy to see on so many levels where we're kind of worshiping creation in a way more than we are the Creator. And does that get to be an interesting conversation that you have at the Cornwall Alliance too with others?
Oh, yes, very frequently. Much of the environmental movement has a worldview that is a very, very contrary to the Christian worldview and tends to deny the creator-creature distinction, either because it's atheistic, and so matter and energy is all there is no God of any sort, or because it tends to be either pantheistic, God is everything, or panentheistic, God is to the universe as the soul is to the body, or animistic, there are lots of gods that inhabit rocks and trees and rivers and mountains and so on, and those gods have to be placated. At any rate, any of those views fails to recognize God as the triune God who is distinct from his creation and who has made human beings, in particular, unlike any other life form, in his own image and has crowned us with glory and honor, as Psalm 8 puts it. So the creator-creature distinction is absolutely crucial, and unfortunately a lot of the environmental movement denies that, and it's partly because of that that it tends to move in directions that are misanthropic, that is, anti-human, seeing people, for instance, as people pollution or the population bomb or a human cancer, a human plague on the earth, and so on. That's simply not necessary. The founder of Earth Day, Senator Gaylord Nelson from Wisconsin back in 1970, had great fears about human population growth and about economic development and growth, saw them both as threats to the environment. But in reality, the truth is the opposite. Human beings, because we're made in God's image, and particularly as we are redeemed by Christ and we learn to think his thoughts after him, taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ, human beings have the capacity to improve this earth. And economic development, economic growth actually assists us in doing that, because a clean, healthful, beautiful environment is a costly good, and wealthier people can afford more costly goods than poorer people can.
Mm-hmm. And I think we saw some of the examples of the environmentalists, too, during the Noah movie. So that was intriguing as well to see that played out on the screen, too.
Right. Yeah. The Noah movie, which I did go and see, is, of course, very unbiblical in many of the things that it puts across. I mean, it does get it correct that God is angry at sin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
but unfortunately, it completely misses the prefiguring of Christ and his redeeming work and the provision of forgiveness of sin in the picture of Noah and the ark. Of course, that's not terribly surprising. The producer and main writer of the movie was Jewish, heavily influenced by the Kabbalic tradition in Judaism. And so it's not surprising that he missed the Christian message in Noah. But there's an awful lot of environmentalism involved. There's recognition that human sin against other humans is obviously evil. But the greatest sin seems to have been that humans, after the fall in the Garden of Eden, began to industrialize, began to abuse and misuse the earth. Of course, there's no archaeological evidence of any industrialization during that period of human history. Who's looking for good history in a Hollywood movie?
Right. Cal Beisner again joining us here. Dr. Cal Beisner, he's a spokesperson for the Cornwall Alliance. We have links for that organization at myfaithradio.com. Let's do this. Get in a quick break. We'll come back and continue to talk about the environment and our call to care for it as believers in Christ. More with Cal Beisner in a moment. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Faith Radio Mornings, and we're in a conversation this morning with Dr. Cal Beisner from the Cornwall Alliance for the Stewardship of Creation. Today is Earth Day, and we really want to look at this day through biblical eyes and through a Christian worldview.
You know, one of the big issues that we hear a lot about, Dr. Beisner, is global warming. What is your approach to this, and how should we respond as believers?
Well, the scientific evidence is very clear that the globe has warmed over about the last 150 to 160 years by probably about 8/10 of a degree Celsius global average temperature. Of course, nobody experiences global average temperature. The important temperatures are what we experience where we are. And human beings thrive anywhere from the Arctic Circle to the Sahara Desert. So there's no real reason to fear some global warming. What we contest is the notion that global warming has been driven primarily by human emission of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases, and that it is dangerous, or in the foreseeable future will become dangerous, and further, that the best response to such danger would be to cut back our use of fossil fuels, which are the primary source of the greenhouse gas, especially carbon dioxide, in order to mitigate the future warming. The problem with each of those is that, frankly, there's no good observational evidence for them, and the costs to humanity of reducing our use of fossil fuels, which are, aside from nuclear, our most abundant, affordable, and reliable energy sources, the costs to humanity of doing so would be enormous, and the impact on global average temperature would be practically immeasurably small. So we recognize that abundant, affordable, reliable energy is necessary for economic development and for reducing poverty, reducing the high rates of disease and premature death, especially infant and child mortality that come with poverty. And so we would argue that the best response to global warming, whether it is primarily man-made, which we think is not the case, or primarily natural, which we think is, the best response is really to prepare to adapt to whatever the climate future has by promoting the use of abundant, affordable, reliable energy sources in order to drive economic development, especially in the poorest countries of the world, and that enables people to adapt. I mean, wealthy people can live quite comfortably no matter what their local weather might be. Poor people can't live comfortably even in the most desirable habitats. So we discuss all those things a great deal at Cornwall Alliance's website, cornwallalliance.org. We also have lively, daily, ongoing discussion about these things at facebook.com/Cornwall Alliance, so people can come and like us there on Facebook. Then we also discuss it on Twitter. That would be at Cornwall Steward for Twitter fans.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's handy. Now, what can we do as well as listening in and being part of these conversations? What are some tangible things that, because, I mean, we are charged with taking care and being good stewards, like you were saying earlier. What kind of things can just the average person do as far as helping out? You're talking about poverty, for instance. I mean, that's a huge thing that everybody could really do something, couldn't they?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, there's an old saying, all politics is local. Well, frankly, also, all real environmental stewardship is basically local. It's what we do in the way of just simply being good stewards ourselves of the things that God puts into our control. And obviously, we don't want to waste energy. We don't want to waste food or any other material objects. We should be careful with these things. God himself demonstrates the fact that he wants a good return out of investment. Think, for instance, of the parable of the talents, where he rewards those who multiply what he entrusts to them, and he takes away from the one steward who simply hides his talent in the ground. He takes that away from him and gives it to one who had been a better steward. So God wants to see us being efficient, not wasting, but instead actually enhancing the gifts that he gives to us. We can do things to cut back energy waste, such as making sure that our houses are properly insulated, that there's proper caulking and so on, that we keep our cars in proper condition so that we're not wasting fuel. And frankly, also when we're traveling just short distances, we can walk, we can ride a bike. You know, I love to do that. I ride a bike very frequently on short-haul trips for errands. It's better for us, too, of course. Mm-hmm. good exercise, although, of course, it does bring a risk with it. If I get hit by a car, I don't have any protection around me. But we can do all sorts of things. We can do some of the sensible recycling. Glass, most metals, especially aluminum, these make good sense to recycle. A lot of plastics make good sense. And most municipal waste management programs include good, sound recycling options. So I encourage Christians to take part in those. We can get involved in adopt a highway programs to keep landscapes clean, mm-hmm. pick up litter, or stream bed cleanup programs and things of that sort. It's also very important that we recognize that economic development is crucial to good environmental stewardship. And that means that people in the poorest places of the world need to rise out of poverty. Poverty really is the greatest threat to the environment, because if you're worried about putting food on the table, clothes on the back, and a roof over the head, you really don't worry much about deforestation. You don't worry much about smog or toxic chemical runoff into streams, things like that, because all those things are a problem, but you can live with those for a long time. You can't live long without food and without shelter, without pure drinking water, and so on. So those challenges need to be met. And so this is why the Cornwall Alliance has a sister organization called Churches and Villages Together, which people can see at cvtogether.org, Churches and Villages Together, that cooperates with pastors in East Africa for a combination of evangelism, church planting, pastoral training, economic micro-enterprise startup and development, as well as environmental restoration and protection projects. A lot of Americans could get into supporting that. We form partnerships between churches here in the United States and developing churches there in remote villages in Africa to address all of those issues at once.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, we've enjoyed our time with you today. Dr. Cal Beisner, again, has been our guest. He's a spokesman for the Cornwall Alliance for the Stewardship of Creation. Very appropriate to hear from him on what has been coined Earth Day. Thank you so much, Dr. Beisner.
Well, thank you very much, too. And again, we hope we'll see your listeners at facebook.com/Cornwall Alliance.